okay, what exactly is going on here? Because the demons were saying in one gospel, we don't want to go out to the country, so they need to inhabit somebody. And I heard one teacher talk about there is something that it appears that the demons need to be, they need a host. Angels don't need a host. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
And it appears there's something that they need a host. A host, you have a parasite that wiggles inside you and gets inside you, and without another animal, it dies. And so it appears that the demons need a host. It doesn't say that, but because now they're talking in Mark, we don't want to go out to the country, and in Luke, they say, don't send us to the abyss. What is the abyss? Well, we know that there's angels that are locked up in a prison Yahweh calls Tartarus, and these are the angels that rebelled during Noah's time. So there is a place that they, so where are we going to go? And they ask for permission to go into the pigs because it appears they need to live in something. What happens to the pigs? They die.
That's not fair.
What's the profit? What is that all about? And so it was just recently that Yahweh showed me, and I couldn't believe it, and I thought it was just Luke. And I came to the conclusion, it must just be Luke where I saw this. And I was like, wow, if it wasn't for Luke, and then I look, and it wasn't just in Luke, it was in other Gospels too. I never saw it. And this morning as I'm thinking, I'm going, what else don't I know about the Word? Yes. This is amazing to me. So what's the point of these pigs dying? Before we get into it, go to Google or Siri, ask how much a pig costs. Anybody want to guess? It says $600 to $750 for a hog. Now, in the scriptures, it didn't say if they're big hogs or little hogs. It just says they're swine. So we're just going to say, let's round down to 500. Hogs, $500. So you got to get some sort of monetary value in here. What's going to be happening? So we'll go to Mark first. Really, the teachings from Luke, but in Mark it gets more specific with the severity of this poor man. My dad did a teaching called the Cry from the Tombs. It's on Telios Ministries, and it's talking about Yehoshua crossing a hurricane lake. His disciples think they're going to die, and for what? It's for one guy, one lonely guy. And he wasn't the high and mighty, he wasn't a Pharisee, he wasn't a Sadducee, he wasn't a famous centurion. Who was this guy? One man crying among the tombs, and our Father sent his Son to go save him. What a great picture of Yahweh going out to reach out for those. It's all about heart issues, right? And the man, and other things to think about, Jesus Christ says, I've only been sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But Christ did not go to Gentiles. The woman of Canaan says, come and heal. He goes, I can't. He ignored her three times. I cannot take the bread and give them to the Gentiles, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she says, but even the babies or the dogs will eat the crumbs. And he goes, your faith has healed you. Go. He did not go to the Gentiles. So the people of Decapolis, gotta be Jews. What are they doing with pigs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My first thought is, well, maybe they're Gentiles. He didn't go to Gentiles. What are Jews doing with these pigs? It shouldn't be a surprise. But we'll start off in Mark chapter 5. It's going to give a real painting of a picture of this man in Decapolis.
Mark?
Yeah, Mark chapter 5. And if somebody would start reading verse 1.
And they came unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gerasenes. And when he went forth out of the boat, there met him from amongst the tombs a man. There met him from amongst the tombs a man in an impure spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and not even with a chain any longer was anyone able to bind him, because his having been many times with fetters and chains bound, and the chains having been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters smashed, and no one was mighty enough to tame him.
So we're going to pause right there. Who's trying to chain him?
people, the Jews.
Okay, we've got to paint a picture. What's going on here? Somebody is trying to contain this guy. They're not killing him. Okay, so they didn't kill him like when the Jews came to get Samson, but they're trying to chain him and they can't contain this guy. So is he famous? Yeah, because you're trying to chain this guy, you can't chain him. They've tried, at least they're trying to, whatever. So kind of paint the picture. Okay, keep going. Verse 5.
And continually night and day in the tombs and in the mountains was he crying aloud and cutting himself in pieces with stones. And seeing Yahushua from afar, he ran and bowed down to him, and crying out with a loud voice, saith, What have I in common with thee, O Yahushua, Son of the Most High God, or the Son of God Most High?
What's interesting about this is any other time in Matthew, Mark, or Luke, if a demon says you're the Son of the Most High, they're rebuked. Not here. Why? It's private. It's not in public. He's not trying to get him killed. So this is unusual. Normally they're going, we know who you are. And he goes, shh, not yet. But in this case, he doesn't rebuke him, but this is in private. Okay?
I adjure thee then by God, do not torment me. For he was saying to him, Go forth, thou impure spirit, out of the man. And he was questioning him, What is thy name? And he said unto him, Legion is my name, because we are many. And he was beseeching him much that he would not send them forth outside the country. Now there was there near the mountains a large herd of swine feeding, and they besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, and unto them we may enter, that we may enter into them. And he suffered them. And the impure spirits, going out, entered into the swine, and the herd rushed down the cliff into the sea, about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they who had been feeding them fled and bare tidings into the city and into the fields, and there came to see what it was that had happened. And they come unto Yahushua and viewed the demonized man, clothed and of sound mind, him who had had the legion, and they were struck with fear. And the beholders narrated to them how it happened to the demonized man, and concerning the swine. And they began to beseech him to depart from their bounds. And as
we will stop right there. Okay, I never saw this to you. The people were witnessing this. I didn't know that they witnessed the demons. And it says right there, the beholders narrated.
Yeah.
Who are the? Somebody witnessed the demons going from the man with legion into the swine. I always thought they didn't know necessarily what was going on. There are witnesses there. At least who are the beholders are. Okay, how many swine?
2,000.
What's 2,000 times 500?
Is that 100,000 or not?
It's $1
million. $1 million, okay.
How much property is destroyed? This is catastrophic.
It is.
You're going to go, okay, I didn't know that until I just... And it says a hog is 600 to 750, round down. Even if it's 700,000, $1 million gone, just like that. What just happened? Okay, wow. But what was the point of all this? Now we're going to read Luke after this too, because it's going to bring some other details that are not here. What was the point of all this? Verse 15. Would somebody read verse 15 again?
And they come unto Yahushua and view the demonized man clothed in a sound mind.
It was an invitation. They came to meet Yahushua. What was the point of all the pigs dying? It was a big sign, got everybody's attention. The whole town, $1 million is gone. What just happened? Can you imagine? How long did this take? All the pigs, you go get to every, you're wiped out. You're completely, I'm wiped out, he's wiped out, who's all wiped out? You can imagine, they got pitchforks, like they're going to Frankenstein, they're going to go kill, and then they show up. It was an audience. What was the purpose of the pigs dying? It was an invitation. And what we're going to find out in Luke, when they see this man, guess what he's doing? He's sitting at Yahushua's feet. Man, all of them got the same invitation. Get out of here. And I can imagine the disciples knocked the dust off the feet. Okay, we're good. Yeah. And then they left. But what was the purpose of it? Man, it was an invitation. You know, they're seeing our Father. And what are you doing with pigs anyways? You think about that with the pigs, and you go see this miracle. And when you saw, when any of us would have saw Yehoshua, I was reading Strum's, and it was talking about the rising of the sun. And this was from May 5th. And it said how beautiful the sun is, because if you wake up in the morning, before he called it, his majesty comes up, before the soul gets to the horizon, everything starts changing before he enters the room. The sky starts changing colors. Shadows start fleeing and colors and hues, and the sky gets painted all different colors, and then it starts changing even before he shows up, his majesty. And when his majesty does arrive, boom, there's light. Can you look at him in his face? No, you cannot look. And he's explaining Yahweh, and who is the image of Yahweh? Yehoshua is the sun. And you can't even look at it. So when these people would have saw him, they would have been like, ah! Impacted. But all of them had the invitation. Now let's look at Luke. This one really grosses me out. Luke chapter... let's see here. It's Luke chapter 8. And so this was really where I wanted the teaching to be, but then Mark, it's going to really explain that they try to chain this guy down. They can't. What does that say? He's covered in scars, bloody. What does he look? What do you think his hair looks like? Mm-hmm. Okay, and now we're going to start in 8:26, 26.
26, did you say?
Verse 26. Yeah, would you read, Mom?
8:26.
Yes.
And they sailed down into the country of the Gadarenes, the which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth upon the land, there met him a certain man out of the city, having demons. And for a considerable time, he had put on no garment.
Stop! What does he look like?
Naked.
He's naked. Oh, is a naked man. Mm-hmm. How big is he? I always imagine he's a big guy like Samson or something. It doesn't say. What else do we know about the guy? He's covered in blood and scars. He's probably got chains hanging from his wrists. Okay, you kind of paint a picture of this guy, and you can imagine the disciples. We just survived a hurricane. Yay! Whoa, what is that? Ah, I looked at it. Oh, no, what is that? I don't want to see that. And here's Yehoshua. He's going to go over. He's going to confront them, and there's going to be a fight. Yehoshua going toe-to-toe with 10,000 demons that won't submit to him. Because it specifically says he was saying, what is your name? So something happened. This was not a one and done knock you out. And Yehoshua was fighting this guy. Peter and James and John and all the rest were looking going, I wouldn't want to lay hands on him. but he's naked. And, okay, after no garment, would you continue reading?
And in a house would not abide, but among the tombs. That tombs were filth. They didn't go near the dead. But seeing Yehoshua, he cried out aloud and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I in common with thee, O Yehoshua, son of Elohim the Most High? I beg of thee, do not torment me. For he was about to charge the impure spirit to come out from the man. For many times had it snatched him away, and he used to be bound with chains and fetters for a safeguard, and was wont to break in pieces the bonds, and to be driven by the demons into the deserts. And Yehoshua questioned him, what name hast thou? And he said, Legion, because many demons had entered him. And they were beseeching him that he would not order them into the abyss to depart. Now there was there a herd of a good many swine feeding in the mountains, and they besought him that he would suffer them into those to enter, and he suffered them. And the demons, going forth from the man, entered into the swine, and the herd rushed down the cliff into the lake and were choked. And they who had been beating them, seeing what had happened, fled and carried tidings into the city and into the country places. And they went forth to see what had happened and came unto Yahushua and found the man from whom the demons had gone forth, sitting clothed and of sound mind near the feet of Yahushua. And they were struck with fear. And they who had seen it reported unto them how the demonized man was saved.
Think about it. Okay, wait, he's clothed. Where did these clothes come from?
Yahushua.
And I got a picture of him trying to part his hair.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe his hair's been smushed down. Have you ever seen like somebody living on the street trying to look clean? Get a little bit clean, cleaned up. And where do these clothes come from? We don't know. They just crossed the... Was he wearing some of the disciples' clothes? Maybe, it doesn't say it. Maybe Yahushua said, hey, Peter, give me your jacket. John, give me your whatever. Here this is, and he's sitting there in a right mind. Can you imagine the people walking up, and here he is with clothes on. Who's this? That's not him. And he turns and looks. I'm like, wow. But what an invitation of our Father and our Lord. Going, and what do they say? And what I like to think about with him destroying the pigs, justification, that's a lot of money. Think about it as cocaine. What are you doing with cocaine? Destroy it. Oh, it's $1 million of cocaine! Think about that. He's living in the tombs. What does that mean? He is...
with death.
Unclean.
He's unclean!
Yeah.
They have pigs!
Unclean.
They're living with pigs. He's demonized! Okay, he's demonized. What are you guys are making a profit. If anybody's really unclean, your guys are unclean. But the whole purpose of this is a wedding. It's like a wedding feast. Here's this invitation, rejected by all these, but to that one. You imagine that's the point of losing $1 million of pigs. And so that's the teaching.
Oh.
Father, we thank you that if we humble ourselves, and if we're seeking, because if I hadn't been reading the scriptures, you wouldn't have shown that to me. We thank you for how many treasures you have about stories. And just before that, your son spoke in parables so people wouldn't know. That wasn't even a parable, and I never even knew it. So I thank you. Thank you for showing us your treasures and painting pictures. And thank you for giving time to your children so that we can learn more about you and your perfect son and your stories. The stories not only that you wrote, but the ones that you transcribed and preserved. How difficult was it for you to preserve all these scriptures just to get here? When we think about all the things that have come against your people and the Christians. We thank you for these words. Know, my children, I don't want you to live in the future. I don't want you to be thinking about the future unless it is bringing joy. Now, I need you to plan. I need you to be good stewards. That's true. But when you start getting infected with irritability or stress, you need to disengage because I am in the room. And if you had respect and you believed I was next to you, what you would do is you would do a little bit of both. But live with joy and fill your life with joy. Amen.
Amen.